If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. It is a joy once again to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My, how the blessings of God have been upon us thus far in the early days of 1972. I trust that already your life has been enriched through your service for Christ in the first month of this new year. We invite you today to come and share the blessings of God with us at Worth Baptist Church. If you do not have a church home, if you are not regularly engaged in services somewhere else, the invitation is to you and to your family to share the blessings of God with us here at Worth Baptist Church. You'll find a warm and friendly and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God here at Worth Baptist. The Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church emphasizes the Word of God. We are now in a series of lessons on a survey of the entire Bible. We're taking the highlights of one of the books of the Bible every Sunday, beginning with Genesis on the first Sunday of the new year, and we continue right on through the entire Bible, the highlights of a book each Sunday in the new series of lessons, A Survey of the Bible. So in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist, you'll find the emphasis upon the Word of God. And we believe this is the way it ought to be. For the world is searching for the truth, young and old, all over the country, all around the world. People are searching for something that they can anchor their soul to, something that is real, something that is eternal, something that is lasting, something that offers hope. And we believe that the Bible is the best anchor in all the world today. So the Bible is the textbook of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11, and again the emphasis is upon the Bible, the preaching of God's Word. The Sunday evening worship hour begins at 7, and once again, the Word of God is the central theme of the message of Worth Baptist Church. We invite you to come today and bring your family to any and all of the services of Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth, and we are easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by Highway 287 South, that's the Pauley Freeway, and by Loop 820. So we would be happy to share with you the good things that the Lord is doing for us in the services of our church today. Then we would like to hear from you by mail. Perhaps some of you are listening from a distant city today. We'd like to know just how far this broadcast reaches. Or maybe you're right here in town. Wherever you are, take time today when the broadcast leaves the air to write us a card or letter. If you do so, we will send you one of our booklets entitled Times Like These. You are under no obligation when you write Worth Baptist Hour. We have never solicited for your funds or for your money, and we shall not. The book will be sent to you free and postage paid simply by writing this week to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, God's Wonderful Book. In the fifth chapter of the Gospel according to John, verse 39, is my text, right after we pause in a moment of prayer. Dear God, we thank Thee for the wonderful book that we call the Bible. We thank Thee for the amazing grace that Thou hast extended to us through Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for this broadcast and for everyone who is listening today. And it is our prayer that each one might be encouraged and strengthened to a closer walk with Thee through listening to this broadcast today. And for those who are listening without the Lord Jesus Christ, having never trusted Him, may they through this broadcast come to know Him in the pardon and forgiveness of their sins. And may a spirit of revival be kindled and rekindled in the hearts of the people of this city and around this county and this state and ultimately to the ends of the earth as we anticipate the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. In His name we ask it and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. John chapter 5 and verse 39. Jesus says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." I shall never forget the day that I left home. My dad gave me a little testament, and he said, "Son, read a portion of this book every day. It will always guide you in the right way." Well, there's not another book in all the world like the Bible. The Bible is a library of divine truth, written by God, interpreted by the Holy Spirit, and having as its subject matter the Lord Jesus Christ. When we read history, we gain knowledge. When we read literature, we get thrills. But when we read the Bible, we get life. We get a message from God, a message of hope, a message of heaven, a message from the very throne of God to the heart of man. The Bible is a miracle within itself. This book that we call the Bible was written over a period of some 1,600 years. 40 different people had a part in writing it. It contains 66 books, 1,189 chapters, 31,102 verses, and 773,693 words. And beloved, every word, every verse, every line, every chapter, every book is blood kin. For there is a scarlet ribbon, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, going all the way through, from the first verse in the book of Genesis to the last book in the book of the Revelation. The blood of Jesus Christ is interspersed continuously throughout this wonderful book. Abraham Lincoln once said, "I believe the Bible is the best gift God ever gave to man." George Washington wrote, "It is impossible to govern the world rightly without the Bible." Andrew Jackson said, "The Bible is the book upon which our republic rests." My message is entitled, God's Wonderful Book, and how wonderful it is to know the Bible today. Teddy Roosevelt once said, "A knowledge of the Bible is more than a college education." This book, the Bible, has traveled more highways, knocked on more doors, spoken to more hearts, blessed more people, claimed more hearts and lives, and changed more people than any other book in all the world. You see, the Bible tells us who and what and where and when and why. We might say the Bible is the yellow pages of a divine human economy. If you want to know the answer, look in the Bible. God's Wonderful Book. I say in the first place that it is a wonderful book because of its author. The Bible had its origin with God. Therefore, it is different from any other book in all the world. It is not like the Quran of Mohammed or the Book of Mormons. It is not the dream or fantasy of some religious deluded fanatic. In fact, it is not of man at all. The Bible is of God. It does not simply contain the Word of God. The Bible is the Word of God. I stand unalterably, unerringly, unimpeachably, dogmatically upon the fact that the Bible is the Word of God. I read in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. I read in Exodus chapter 24 and verse 4, and Moses wrote, all the words of the Lord. I read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 at verse 13 where Paul said, "For this cause also thank we God that when you received the word of God, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God." In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21, it is written, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." No, the Bible does not simply contain the Word of God. The Bible is the very Word of the living God. You know, theologians say that God is dead. But beloved, if God were dead, no tongue could tell it. God is very much alive today. He is governing in the affairs of nations, in the affairs of countries, in the affairs of homes and businesses and individuals all over the world. Yes, the Bible is God's wonderful book because it is God's wonderful word. In the second place, I submit to you that the Bible is wonderful because of its message. Just what is the message of God's wonderful word? What is God saying to us? Is He unfolding some new philosophical system for us? Is He revealing some magic formula for successful living? No, not these at all. Here is what God is saying. Number one, God is saying, "I am God, and beside me there is none other." Number two, God is saying, "You are a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none that doeth good. There is none that seeketh after God. There is none that doeth righteousness. No, not one." So God is saying to you in His book, "You are a sinner." In the third place, God is saying, "My Son Christ is the Savior, and there is no Savior but Christ. There is no way but His way. There is no life but His life. There is no light but His light. There is no water but His water. There is no bread but His bread. Jesus said, 'I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me.'" Yes, God is saying, "I am God, you are a sinner, and Christ is the Savior." All that is spoken, all that is written, all that is recorded in the Word of God centers about one person, God's darling Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. This Son who was with Him in the beginning, the Son who was willing to lay aside His regal robe of royalty and be clothed with human flesh, this Son who was made of a woman, who was made under the law, this Son who died on the cross, His Son who rose from the grave, His Son who ascended back to heaven, His Son who is coming once again triumphantly over all His enemies. The book of God is about the Son of God. This is the message of God's word. When God spoke, He spoke of His Son. He spoke of Him in His preexistent glory. He spoke of Him in His birth in Bethlehem. He spoke of Him in His life in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, in Galilee. When God spoke, He spoke of His Son dying upon a cross, being raised from the dead, ascending back to the glory world, and thank God He speaks of Him coming again. Yes, the Bible is a wonderful book because of its message, and its message centers about Jesus Christ, God's Son, and our Savior. In the third place, the Bible is wonderful because of its effect. To read the Bible is to know it. To know it is to love it. To love it is to believe it. And to believe it is to be saved. The Bible doesn't need to be rewritten. The Bible needs to be reread. Just because there's dust on the outside doesn't mean it's dry within. Just what does the Word of God do? What kind of effect does God's Word have on those who read it? Someone has said, to read it is to be wise, believe it to be saved, and practice it to be holy. Here's what the Word of God does. Number one, God's Word will discipline your life. 2, God's word will deepen your understanding. 3, God's word will dispel all your doubts. 4, God's word will develop your character. And 5, God's word will direct your path. What a book! What a wonderful book! What an outstanding book! What a marvelous book! What an eternal book is this wonderful word of God. Holy Bible, book divine, precious treasure, thou art mine. Within this ample volume lies the mystery of mysteries. Happiest they of human race, to whom their God hath given grace to read, to fear, to hope, to pray, to lift the latch, to force the way. But better had they ne'er been born that read to doubt or read to scorn. God's book is the most wonderful book in all the world because of the wonderful effect it has upon those who read it. In the fourth place, I declare that God's book is a wonderful book because of its endurance. In 1939 at the World's Fair, there was placed in the time capsule a Bible. When someone asked, "Why is the Bible placed there?" the vice president of the Westinghouse Corporation said this, and I quote, "The Bible is the most likely book in all the world to survive the ages. When it is dug up, it will serve as a connecting link between the past and the future." What a wonderful recommendation for the Word of God. It is the book of books. It's an eternal book. The Bible has outlasted all books that have ever been written. It is as old as time and yet as new as tomorrow. Many attempts have been made to destroy the Bible, and yet it still stands as the number one seller of all books. Voltaire, the French philosopher and atheist, said, "In his lifetime, 100 years from now, there will be no Bibles and no church." But, beloved, many years have passed, and today the very room where those words were spoken serves as a distribution point for Bibles to be sent all over Europe and around the world. More copies are distributed every year than any other book, and fewer are destroyed. Bloody Mary of England burned all the Bibles in her day, but she didn't destroy its author. Someone may gather all the Bibles in the world and burn them tonight, but I believe that if someone does, God will give us another one by morning. Let the enemies of God assail the book. Let the atheists deny it. Let the liberals put it in the den of critical analysis. All of this and more, but they can never erase what God has said. For you see, God speaks with a tongue that never slips. He writes with a pen that never blots. He acts with a hand that never fails. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall abide forever." The psalmist said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in the heavens." Peter wrote that all of the glory of man is as the flower of grass, that it shall fade away, but the word of God shall endure forever. When Mount Sinai is uprooted and all the pyramids are dust, the Bible will live on and on. When the lashing tongues of all the critics are silent in their godless graves, the Bible will continue to speak. When this old world is on fire and time on earth is no more, still the Bible will be the living word of the living God. When Tom Paine wrote his Age of Reason, he said this, "This will destroy the Bible. In 5 years, there will not be a Bible. I've gone through and cut down all the trees." Well, maybe Tom Paine did cut down a few trees, but he didn't destroy the roots. The source of the Bible is God. Before Tom Paine died, he said, "I would to God I'd give 1,000 worlds, he said, "if the Age of Reason had not been written." Beloved, you cannot attack the Word of God and get by with it. The Bible is wonderful because it will endure forever and forever. God's wonderful book. I'm glad we have it today. I'm glad it's the textbook of the Sunday school, of Worth Baptist Church. I'm glad it's the book of all books for Worth Baptist Hour. I'm glad that all over our city and all over our state and all over our nation and around the world, there are still men who are preaching and proclaiming the truth of God's infallible, inerrant, eternal, everlasting Word. Aren't you glad that you've heard the Word of God today? You can have it to love it. You can have it to learn it. You can have it to live by. But more than that, beloved, you can have the Bible to die by. It's not only good to direct your life. It's not only good to show you how to live. But it's better to show you how to die. So then we should read it through. Take it in. Write it down. Work it out. And pass it on. No wonder John Greenleaf Whittier said, and I quote, "We search the world for truth. We call the good, the true, the beautiful, from graven stone and written scroll, and all old flower fields of the soul. And weary seekers of the best, we come home laden from our quest to find that all the sages said is in the book our mothers read. Thank God for the Bible, that wonderful word, the book of God." Beloved, if you're not acquainted with the Bible, you can be. Come to Sunday school today and learn the word of God. Worship God with us in the services of worship. Write us this week. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, your home, and your family. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.